AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on the podcast. Adam Shand, we spoke to today, very interesting. He's joined Podcast One with a brand new Australian crime series. And we had him on the air. Check it out. Fascinating.
Hey, there's a little wedding happening in the UK just with a few people involved. And I hope you enjoy it wherever you're watching it. But we asked about wedding fails because with the Markles and the Royals, I mean, what a mashup. Something's going to go down. We got lots of calls on wedding fails. Very, very funny.
Yeah, and we got an expert on about Fortnite, the game that kids are going mad about. It's more addictive than sugar. And a professor from the US explained it brilliantly to us.
Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Little competition we do here at Gold 92.5. It's human versus human. Brains versus brawn. Not looking
Beauty
at anyone.
Versus beast.
Oh, no, please. Yeah, Spider and Bridge pitted against each other. We have pieces of history. Today we have music, we have sport, and we have...
Movies.
Yeah. Of course.
Something different. Peter, I'm very confident that you'll get one today.
Let's just
settle
down.
You do well, especially when you pluck them out of thin air. They're my favourites from you.
I've been nearest the pin a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. Bridge, should we give him a chance to be one up just to...
No, we don't.
When you talk like that, I know he's going to win.
We don't like cheating.
All right, let's go to the movies first. All name that year.
Janet.
Dr. Scott.
Janet.
Ah.
Rock.
Oh.
Janet.
Dr. Scott.
Janet.
Ah. Rocker.
Janet.
Dr. Scott.
Janet.
Ah.
Rocker.
Now, Brad and Janet, what do you think of him?
Well, I don't like men with too many muscles.
Peter, take a jump to the left. And a jump to the right.
I thought we were listening to the whole movie then. I was going for that long.
Oh, that is
never
so
heard
good.
Of it.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yes.
Please,
even
Peter.
Now,
I heard of that, but I've never seen it.
Even, have you never seen it? It is such a good movie. Even Meatloaf is in there playing Eddie.
Mm. Oh, look.
Yeah, it is so good.
Was Meatloaf any good in it?
Yes, he was.
So it's a long time ago.
Hey, yeah, it was very progressive for its day, wasn't it?
Very.
Like, it was really full on. It was quite sexual and it was just really intense for its day. And even the guys kissing guys and...
I wouldn't have a clue. Can I have a guess?
Yeah, I'd love your guess first.
I love Rob McLeod's laugh if in case I'm right off the money.
Go.
I think the Rocky Horror Show, having a think about it now and looking back and knowing a little bit about Meatloaf, it was actually brought out in 82.
Oh, you got a little Muttley from the newsroom there.
I was going to say 81.
No, Peter.
No.
Late 70s? I will say Bridge 77.
No.
Ooh.
Ronnie?
No, I think it was a little earlier. I think it was about 1974.
1975.
Oh.
Bridge is closest to the pin. Here's the piece of sport that I'm confident you'll get.
Don't give me that, Adrian.
Name that year.
I mean, he was as consistent of a player at the top level of any player going around in the system. And
the winner of Brownlow Medal... Ben Cousins, the West Coast Eagles.
Oh,
yeah, Ben Cousins won the Brownlow Medal.
Yeah,
pressure here, Peter.
Yeah, it is tough. It would have been...
Three votes, B, Cousins.
I remember when Ben was out on his first drug binge and he come back to play the Saints and they said, are you happy for Ben to be coming back? Yeah, it's a great story, Ben coming back to play us, and he carved us up and beat us on his own, had 40 touches, like he's still on it.
Wow.
I was flat.
I bet.
But, I'm not 100% sure. It was late. Oh, I'd say 2002?
No.
Well, I remember when everything with Ben Cousins, my on-air partner, was a massive West Coast Eagles fan.
Yeah.
I was in Cairns. That would have gone down around 2004.
No, you were close, though. In fact, you were closest to the pin. 2005. So you've won the day, darling.
There we go, darling. Yeah. So you did the kibosh thing by saying that Peter will win,
sorry.
And then it does the opposite.
Yeah, thanks, Adrian.
Yeah.
Mock.
Mm. Mock.
It's like when you're watching a horse race and the horse is coming down the outside of yours, which is leading, and somebody says, you're home!
That's
no,
the mocker
not.
On it.
And then you get beaten.
Mm. Anyway. Line up in the queue. Collect your money.
Name that year. Some music here.
Remember after the fire, after all the rain,
Cheap Trick, big hit for them. Name that year. Flame from Cheap Trick.
So like glam, rock and roll, 80s.
What's his name? Rick Nielsen. Thank you.
Rick Nielsen. Rick Woodchip. Curly hair, fuzzy hair, mullets, bit of makeup, glam rock, Cheap Trick. I will say Bridge 1984.
No.
No. sorry. It was 89.
No, Rod.
Oh, very, very close, though. Cheap Trick did a tour with the Angels promoting this album from the Flame in 1990.
No. Closest to the pin, Peter Spider Everett, 1988. But congratulations, Bridge.
Toad, ladies. Thank you.
You've won today's name. Lovely. That year. What's the story, Peter?
I've got to laugh. My wife, Cherie, she's gone up to... up north, up towards Palm Cove or somewhere for a health retreat.
Oh, it's beautiful, Palm Cove.
She's been getting a little bit of yoga and doing all those educational bits and pieces that they talk about. And, oh, my God, you get her on the phone and she goes on and on and on. And, Bridge, I know you get this because you've been down this path many a times.
Be prepared. That's what I have to say. I've done it. Eden health retreat, whatever health retreat. I've been in big buckets of mud at other retreats and walked through the rainforest naked and jumped into mineral springs. And I tell you, you annoy everyone around you when you come back because you're like, no rice, just quinoa. No, everything organic. No, I know everything there needs to know about my body.
And boiling lemon skins and orange skins and instead of having normal tea.
Yes.
She said that my life of Weet-Bix beer and coffee is toxic. And I'm like, hang on, I'm never sick. I'm okay.
You're going to cop it.
And she goes, because your body is full of toxins. We want fresh fruit, fresh veggies, you know, food from the land and like myself. And we're going to eat an artichoke every day. And
It's a cult. It's a complete cult.
And myself and Boston are like, oh, my God, where's the first flight out? Like, do we really have to live with this? So last night we went to Hog's Breath in Surfers Paradise. It was like our last supper.
Oh, okay.
Because she comes home tomorrow. One of the curly fries and the steak. And we get this text and it was just perfect. Because she talks about that acidic gut and all this stuff.
No, it's true. It's everything I do anyway. Like all that stuff.
And you know all about it. And you tell me often about it. And I kind of listen.
No, you don't.
No. And she sent this text last night. It was perfect. He goes, enjoy your dinner tonight. As of Monday, we are getting healthy. And the focus is on good gut health with good alcohol. And I'm like,
oh, hang on.
Sweet. How good is this? I'm thinking we're swapping beer for good wine. We've gone from Woodstock to the monkey shoulder.
Yeah.
And then she texted. It was predicted text.
Yeah.
It should have been. Good with gut health with good alkaline.
Yeah, there's a bit of a difference.
Oh, flat.
Really, Meghan Markle, for this weekend, for the big royal wedding, she has to be a little bit petrified. She knows her family are not really normal. Her mother seems amazing.
Yeah, mother seems okay.
Father can't be there. We'll hear the latest from Angela Bishop from Channel 10, who's over at Windsor, which is awesome. Amy Schumer, the comedian, has said, a word of warning for Meghan Markle, you're going to hate your wedding day because it's not. It's going to be full of dignitaries and pomp and ceremony where really it should be about people you love and good friends you went to high school with and getting drunk together.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So will it go to plan? We don't know. But
I don't know. I'd love to see. Like, you know, hopefully they throw the bouquet and you hear, Jezalinko, you beauty. See who catches it. I'd love to hear the speeches from William. See if they bring up the strip club days and, you know, just a little bit of the fun things. I want to see. Imagine, like, there's going to be, how many people go there? About 600 or 700 or something? I wouldn't have a clue. Man,
although it's a smaller church than Kate and Will, right?
No, but the dinner side of things. Like, imagine afterwards, you know, you make the train. You know, Gran gets out the front of the train.
Yes.
Imagine the size of that train going around. It'd be magnificent. But something always goes a little bit pear-shaped at weddings.
Well, because there's so much that goes into it. The planning, the flowers, like you said, the speeches, how much alcohol people have had to drink. And we want to know on 13, 27, 10. And it's worth it because how Aussie can it be having a meat tray?
To celebrate.
Yes, a wedding. Barbecue. For the Royal Wedding this weekend with thanks to Morton's Quality Meats. So we've got Kim in Helensville. What happened at the wedding that you went to?
I was matron of honour at my girlfriend's wedding and they were exchanging the rings and all of a sudden the two fathers come running out from the aisle and the groom passed out.
Really?
No.
Was it a hot summer's day and he was all nervous? It was a combination, maybe too many beers beforehand?
No, actually June in Melbourne, so it wasn't
because of the heat.
Kim, did the wedding go ahead?
Yes, yeah, still went ahead. Like, my girlfriend and I sat down and she's like, I'm never going to forgive him. I'm never going to forgive him. That's it. And he hasn't lived it down to this day because then, of course, again, 2 weeks later, he was best man at his mate's wedding and he did the same thing.
No!
Oh, no way!
Oh, that's brilliant. Thanks, Kim.
Thank you. Thanks,
hon. Bye. I remember back in the hills here of New South Wales a few years ago, and I've done a speech for Annie, my ex, for the family, because nobody wanted to speak. So I stood up and made a speech, and a couple under the belt, Peter.
Yes.
And I referred to a professor of one of the families there as an idiot.
What, in your speech?
Andrew, yeah, in my speech. Yeah. And he was a professor at a uni. But, I mean, I wasn't you know, attacking him in any way.
It was like we saying here.
It was word usage. I was trying to do a stand-up. I thought I was funny.
Okay.
And I called him an idiot. He spent the night chasing me around. He wanted to upend me. He was much bigger than me. I spent the whole night standing beside bigger mates.
A professor in boxing at the
good
end of the
you.
Night.
Yeah, you're all tough at the microphone in your face, aren't you, brother?
13:27, Tam. We've got the meat tray thanks to Morton's Quality Meats. Wedding disasters. I'm sure you got some stories. Give us a bell.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
All right, this one's in the line for everyone. And I'm talking about, I'm going to spray when you stub your toe.
Oh.
Why is it? Why does it hurt so much? It doesn't matter if it's on a furniture leg, kids' toys are in the garden, and the world is an oyster with foot-level obstacles. Why do we smash them so often? And no matter how minor, why is there so much pain?
So much.
So much. And it doesn't matter which toe it is. We often, overreact when somebody else stubs their toe. Mm. We think it's funny until it actually happens to you.
Oh, yeah.
Bridge, you've been there. You've dropped a bag of ice. You smashed your toe. You lose your breath.
A solid bag of ice. It hurt that much and I was that wild I could have lifted a car.
Yep, and you look at it and sometimes you just miss from stubbing your toe and you think, how big a relief is that? Oh, that is so good. And
so
then it
good.
Happens to you. But it cripples the biggest, it cripples the toughest, and something of the smallest of stubbings can actually bring everyone undone. And it's because there's so many nerves in the end of the toe, they tell us.
Really?
Yep, there's so many nerves at the end of the toe. That's why it hurts. But it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you've got rice, rest, compression, elevation, the rice theory. It doesn't matter. That doesn't help. You are weeks out. You can't put your socks on. You can't put your shoes on. The kids, for some reason, kick that toe 3 or 4 times over the next week.
Even if a sheet touches you in bed.
Everything.
Yeah.
Why is it so painful from just stubbing one toe? Well, there's science tells us one thing will help it.
Mm.
It's not the long-term pain, but it is a short-term gain. They say when you stub your toe, the initial swearing when you stub your toe is okay. That will take away some
really?
Of the pain.
Yay.
And that is science.
You've been sprayed by fire.
Well, it's the big deal, the royal wedding, and I'm going camping and taking a telly. That's how committed I am. I'm going to wear an Alfall crown. It's on. We will chat with Angela Bishop after 8 o'clock as part of Bridges Feed. She is live there at Windsor for the latest. But being a wedding with a divorcee from America with a crazy family, and the royals are crazy enough, something's bound to go a little bit pear-shaped, surely.
Something. It can't, like, when you've got an orchestrated thousands of people in a wedding, something's got to go a little bit pear-shaped.
Wedding fails. Jodie of Pimpamar, what's happened?
Oh, good morning. It was more about my mum, and I was a flower girl for her second wedding.
Aww.
And they drove themselves to the registry office in Brisbane, and their car broke down underneath near the Story Bridge. So it was kind of near all the pubs, and they rang a taxi. And I think the taxi company kind of thought they were just like local drunks from the night before, and they didn't really come and pick them up in time.
Oh,
they just left them hanging. So, yeah, it was a bit of a disaster, but they got there. They did get married.
Well, they got married at the registry office, didn't they?
Yeah, eventually they got there, but the taxi company kind of just thought they weren't really legit.
Yeah, that's funny. Thank you, Jody.
Thanks, Jodes.
Rocky in Palm Beach. Rocky, what's the story?
Well, I went to my sister's wedding in Perth, and my partner was part of the wedding party, so I said, oh, look, I'm going to go for a surf. So I went surfing, and I was actually on a wave, and I went, geez, I better go to that wedding. So I got there, walked in the church, and didn't recognise anyone. It was the wedding before that one. So my sister always stirs me up about it still today.
Classic, mate. Classic. Love it.
Oh, that's funny. Thanks, Rocky. Derek in Madrabar. Derek, what wedding have you been to where there was a bit of a mishap, a wedding fail?
Well, my wife and myself were invited to one of her girlfriend's weddings, and the bride had been married three times before, and the groom had been married twice before.
Yeah.
And halfway through the ceremony, my wife sort of nudged me a little bit. She said, this marriage won't last 12 months. And I didn't dare say to her, but I sort of thought to myself, yeah, I wish I could have had a year like that. See ya. Bye-bye.
Hey, we've got a big announcement. Here he is, what? Ladies and gentlemen. He's back in town, and we're looking forward to having him play because he does a great, great show every time he does it. Guess who?
Who?
Guess who?
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 It's Shannon Knoll. You know, the bloke that did what stuff like this.
Oh, yeah.
He's been working on his guns too. Have you seen his guns, Thunder and Lightning, at the moment?
They are good. He's in good nick.
He is in Joseph.
Shannon Knoll's Unbroken Tour, Saturday, July 14 at the Parkwood Tavern. Get your tickets now at OzTix. That's OzTix.com.au. We have a double at the AJ Bridge and Spider ticket window to do now.
All right.
For Shannon, the Unbroken Tour, Saturday, July 14 at Parkwood Tavern. Gold 92.5, AJ Bridge and Spider with Shannon Knoll's Unbroken Tour, Saturday, July 14 at Parkwood Tavern. Tickets at OZTIX, that's oztix.com.au.
Yeah, it's going to be huge at Parkwood Tavern. And congratulations to Danny from Upper Coomera. You're going to be heading along listening to Shannon Knoll. And remember the last time we were at Parkwood Tavern?
Oh, well, the event didn't get bigger than that. I don't know how he's going to grace the stage considering we absolutely smoked
nailed
it for
it.
Our pantomime.
I have some big news.
I'm an overweight middle-aged man.
Welcome to Jumanji.
It's a great way to open the show.
And the media, look at all those people back there.
We have more wealth than most Australians. That is true.
Live from Gold 92.5's breakfast table, it's Bridges Feed.
Well, apparently there's a wedding in the UK involving an American divorcee. And a red nut. Oh, it's on Saturday night. We're so excited. And joining us now from Channel 10, the entertainment reporter, Angela Bishop, you're live in Windsor. Have you spotted the royal couple? They've been pretty quiet over the last few days.
Look, you have to say, we finally clapped eyes on Harry and Meghan today as they arrived at Windsor Castle for their rehearsal in St. George's Chapel, you know, for the main moment.
Yeah.
And there was something about seeing them together, seeing them both laughing and smiling and looking really relaxed in the car as they were driven into Windsor Castle that just was a bit reassuring after the last few days. It's kind of like, oh, phew, I think this will happen. It'll be okay after all. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they've had to, I suppose, lay low over the last week or so with, you know, you'd think the royals are crazy, not when the Markles come to town. But Amy Schumer, comedian, has come out to say Meghan will hate her wedding because it'll be full of dignitaries she doesn't even like instead of drunk friends she loves.
Yeah. Look, I think this actual wedding crowd will have fewer dignitaries and more celebrities than most royal weddings. So, you know, there could be drunk behaviour after all, given the calibre of some of those things. But I think also what we saw today, the other thing we saw was a rehearsal of the carriage procession through Windsor, which the couple will do when they're just married, you know, the one with the tin cans rolling behind the carriage sort of thing on string.
And
by the time you've got 250 members of the armed forces, including the household cavalry on horseback and the four grey mares and the carriage, you just start to think fairy tale, you know, not all the other stuff. It's just like, wow, she's going to be a princess. She's marrying the queen. There you go. No.
Yeah, but looking down the track a couple of years' time, do you think because... You know, her family is normal, let's be honest. You know, we've all got, you know, if we all had weddings, we've all gone through it with certain members of our family. Do you think that brings the royals a bit more to reality to a lot of people? So a lot of people are actually going to look at them and appreciate them and probably a little bit more.
I think you could be right. But, you know, the royals have had their fair share of you know, orcs, you know, moments with members of the royal family as well. I think it just, as you say, No wedding is without its hiccups on the way over. Just times this one by about a million because of the number of people looking and the fact that it is the father of the bride not coming that has been the main point of controversy. So we're still waiting to find out who will walk Meghan down the aisle at this point in time. There's been no official word on that. There's talk it could be Prince Charles. There's talk it could be Prince William, although his best man, which could be tricky. Yeah. When Princess Margaret got married, her father had passed away. So the Duke of Edinburgh, the Queen's husband, actually walked her down the aisle. So there's, and also when Queen Victoria's two youngest daughters married, their father had passed away too, so she walked them down the aisle. So there you go, there's precedent for the mother doing it, and there's a precedent for one of the in-laws doing it. So it could be either.
And that's fantastic. Thank you so much. That's great.
Been fun chatting to you. Thank you.
I was listening to Kennedy Malloy the other day, and there's questions on the bloodlines. Mick reckons, there's a big question on the bloodlines in her family.
Oh,
yeah.
Don't.
He reckons, she'll be pregnant he before reckons, weeks out.
Mick reckons there's thicker bloodlines on Married at First Sight. He's a bit cruel, isn't he? They're on the afternoon here at Gold 92.5. Thanks, Angie.
Still yet to meet the one?
Lucked out in the love stakes?
Sound familiar?
Not sure where to meet your true love? AJ Bridge and Spiders Second Chance Dance.
So what happened on Friday last week? Today, a week ago, we were at the Envy Hotel, Cocktails and Keys, at our Second Chance Dance. And we had a call during the week from Russell. Russell met a gorgeous lady, Lisa, or the Cinderellas, we were told, during the week. And he forgot to get the phone number.
And forgot her name because it was so loud in there and really wanted to meet up. They definitely had chemistry.
So we got him here yesterday. They met up. They had breakfast thanks to Madison's. We set up a couple of microphones. If you didn't hear any of it yesterday, after they got on like a house on fire, we thought we'd get them separately to see, pretty much like the way they do in Perfect Match, how did the date actually go?
Lisa's in the studio now. Russ is outside at the moment.
So what's the attraction? Tell us what you really like about Russ.
I just love how we're sitting in there. Well, there's a love word. Yes, there is. I love how we're sitting there and just chatting and it's just flowing. It's just flowing.
Yes, and he's making you laugh.
He's making me laugh. You guys gave us cards just in case we were like, what do we say? But get rid of the cards. We don't need those.
What about, have you got similar interests? I know you spoke about a bit of your past, but similar interests now?
It's probably too early to say, but yes.
Wow, so you can really see... Perhaps, I mean, without putting pressure on it.
No pressure.
At least a little future. You can visualise it. You can see going on picnics, on dates, on restaurants, going to restaurants.
Absolutely. Sounds good to me, Bridge. Sounds good to me.
Lisa's in.
See?
I'm in.
Oh,
you're in.
Committed.
You are in. I love it. Right
in the side, Peter.
You are in. You're a beautiful woman. I don't know how you've been single for so long. Honestly.
Long story, Bridge. We'll go into it later.
As they say, disarm doors, cross-check, cabin crew, but take off.
Come in, Russ. Russ is here too.
Tell us some signs that you just loved hanging out with Lisa.
Neither of us have stopped talking. We've just continually spoken. And we've realised that we've got so many things in common, so many things that we enjoy about our own lives that are very similar.
If you were to organise the date...
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Where would you go?
Oh, just it'd want to be somewhere a little bit romantic without being over the top.
No.
Some good tucker.
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, some good food, some nice wine.
Yes.
To be honest, I don't even know if Lisa drinks, but I do.
She can drive up.
You know, somewhere nice and quiet.
All right, Russ. So when do you intend to plant the first kiss on your way out today?
Oh, I don't know about the kiss, but I've got to get a phone number first.
Yeah. You've
got to get a phone number.
I was happy you just said kiss.
He's a bit slow on the phone.
I know, you are slow on the phone.
I'm not very high tech, all right?
This is awesome. I can feel it. I can see the chemistry.
There's no rushing. There's no need to rush.
No, there's no need to rush, but it's really good, and there's no need to rust.
Just strike while the iron's hot.
Okay.
We'll be back after the news.
Yes, we'll get them both together and reveal the answers. How exciting.
See if they actually want to go on a fourth date or if it's just being friendly.
Here it is. We are revealing what Russ and Lisa are going to do. Our second chance dance on Friday night. Friday, week ago, over the road at the MV Hotel, Russ met the beautiful Lisa, forgot to get the phone number. We had them in yesterday for breakfast, had them all mic'd up. We just felt something was going on in there, didn't we, Bridge?
Oh, we definitely did. The chemistry was palpable.
Well, we've both had them in the studio. They've told us their thoughts, but do they both want to go on that fourth date?
Okay, here they are, Bridge.
Okay, we've got Russ and Lisa back in the studio together. We separately asked you, would you be keen on a second chance, third chance, another
fourth
dance?
Chance. We're, up to the fourth.
We're doing a lot of dancing here and a lot of dates. I'd like to reveal that both of you want to see each other again.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing more romantic than a picnic date in the dunes. Blue Ginger Picnic will give you wine, dine and linger at an elegant alfresco dining experience set in a stunning location just for the two of you.
Awesome.
All catered for, all set up, ready to go. Blue Ginger Picnics, they do it at the most awesome locations here on the Gold Coast.
Now, the only problem is you've got to wear a microphone or lift.
No,
I'm only joking.
Thanks, AJ.
No.
Yay!
They're all loved up. So many success stories.
On his spray the other day, Peter got stuck into the game, the kids' game Fortnite.
Yeah, we spoke about it on Tuesday, and we've seen it over the news over the last couple of days since, is the fact that NRL players are playing it, and it's a game they're saying is more addictive than sugar, more addictive than fast food, and it's for kids, and they're just absolutely addicted to this one computer game at the moment, Fortnite.
Yeah, and a lot of parents are ripping their hair out about it. This is what some people had to say to us the other day on the radio. Richard and Surface?
I have my friend's son plays it, and he plays it 3 to 4 hours a day, and on the weekends up to early hours of the morning, and he has tantrums when you take it off him or tell him you can't play anymore, to the point where he'll get aggressive and start throwing stuff around.
Amazing, is it? Amazing. Well, we've sought the opinion of Dr. Leonard Sachs. Dr. Leonard Sachs is on the phone with us right now, both a family doctor and psychologist in America, author of 4 books for parents, including The Collapse of Parenting. He's on the phone right now. Doctor, tell us the story.
It's not a good idea. We have lots of good research on this topic. Fortnite, for those listeners who don't know, it's a game where you're on an island with 100 people. You're one of 100 people. And when you play in solo mode, your job is to kill the other 99.
Yep.
You can play as a couple or a squad of 4. But in any event, your job is to kill everyone else. And we have a lot of research now going back 20 years, but much of it published really in the last 5 years with the newer video games, is showing that a game where the object is to kill other humans does not build patience, does not build honesty. It depersonalizes and dehumanizes other people, and it's not the best way for your kid to spend their free time. Not saying video games are bad. Video games are an entertainment. They can be used well or badly. But games in which you're shooting and killing other people are not the best choice.
So, Dr. Leonard, is it the violence or more the addictive part of this game? I know it's probably both, but which one's more prevalent?
Well, I think it's hard to pull them apart. Many people have summarized Fortnite as Minecraft meets the Hunger Games, and I think that's a pretty good description. It's a building game where you're creating tools, it's also a game in which everyone must die except one person or one squad. So it's addictive and it's violent. But again, what you do with your free time influences the kind of person you're going to become. And I find parents who say, oh, well, you know, it builds creativity, you know, to be in a game like this. And it builds collaboration because my son plays with a squad of 4 and they're communicating on headsets? Well, that's a reasonable hypothesis that such games might build creativity and build collaboration, but that hypothesis has been tested and been shown to be false. The more time kids spend playing these kind of games, the more their social skills are undermined, and the less creative they become. A kid playing a video game is not creating anything. He's manipulating objects in a world created by grown-ups.
What do you suggest then for adults? We've had a lot of parents ring in. They say that when they take the game off, the kids go berserk. They can't control them at certain times. Other parents have tried different formats. What do you think is a good suggestion?
Well, at the risk of sounding commercial and American, I would encourage the parents to pick up my book, The Collapse of Parenting, which is written for that parent. But I'll give you some highlights and some very concrete strategies. You need to prioritize the parent-child relationship over the relationship kids have with other kids. You need to strengthen the family bond. You need to cancel the play date and schedule a family date instead. When you're in the car with your child, there should be no earbuds, no headsets. You should be listening to your child, and your child should be listening to you, not to Justin Bieber or Miley Cyrus or Drake or Eminem. There should be no devices at the dinner table. When you're at the table with your child or teen, you should be listening to them. They should be listening to you. Nobody should be looking at a screen. You need to set aside some time every week to do fun stuff with your kids. Go outdoors. Take a walk along the beach. Do almost anything, but not indoors with a screen. There are so many other options.
Doctor, very good advice. The book is called The Collapse of Parenting. Dr. Leonard Sachs, both a family doctor and psychologist and author of four books, including that one with great advice for parents that are battling Fortnite. We thank you so much for your time.
Thanks again.
Well, we all knew what was on last Friday with
yes,
Nelly.
We certainly did. But if you'd like to go to Busby Maru at the Sound Lounge, give us a call on 132710 for your last chance because we are at the end, Nelly. Drawing the winner who gets the meet and greet with Busby Maru coming up in the Sound Lounge at Currumbin RSL. It's awesome up there.
Yeah, they're the coolest guys.
Yeah, they certainly are.
What else is on, Nelly? What's going on this weekend?
Oh, I've still got a hangover from AJ Bridge and Spider's Second Chance Dance.
Oh,
you
were on fire, sister.
How did your mate go? Nice.
You are so dull.
No,
I knew you were going to go down that path.
No.
I haven't seen her since Friday.
Okay. It's all right. Nelly gave my new man the third degree.
Ooh. Oh, Bridgie. If he didn't have that wingman sticker on, he would have been eaten alive. Can I tell you that much? Wow. Hot.
Right. As we say, what's going on this weekend?
Wedding?
Of course, the wedding on Saturday. That kicks off at 7. But something a little different in Coolangatta. I love this because I'm a big fan of pinball. The Cooley Pinball Classic is on the time zone.
That is brilliant.
Yeah, it's 3 days of competition. You've got Australia's top 3 pinball players. Can you imagine how much fun that'd be?
Yeah, you know the best pinball game? Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle. That best game.
AC/DC.
Nah.
Have you played the AC/DC one?
Nah. Welcome to the Jungle. It's so good.
We're on, Spider. The Mudrabus Street Party is happening on Sunday. What a beautiful suburb Mudgee is. So that's happening at the Mudrabus Light Horse Museum. And the Titans v. the Knights on Saturday at Seabus Super Stadium. That starts all around about 3 p.m. So, look, heaps happening, as there is every weekend on the Gold Coast.
And don't forget the Blues Fest here in, is that this weekend? Yeah, around
Blues
Broadbeach.
Blues on Broadbeach.
Blues on Broadbeach all weekend. And just for a couple of punters, if Nelly, where are you going to be watching the Royal Wedding? Because I know you'd be all over it. You can either watch it at Night Quarter in Helensvale on the paddock and the big screen, or Event Cinemas, which are great cinemas, we know that, and they do a magnificent job. They're going to be screening it live too in Robina Pacific Fair and Australia Fair, so it does not get any better than
Nelly's
that.
Nelly's already got a telly set up on one of the pokies at the Ashmore Tavern.
Oh.
How did you find that out, AJ?
You know it. And, hey, congratulations at Sandra from Burley Waters. You've just been plucked out of the barrel. You are off for the awesome upgrade, the meet and greet in the Sound Lounge, Crumbin RSL for Busby Maru. They are good lads. You'll have a ball.
Thanks, Nelly.
Thanks, guys.
Where are you watching the wedding?
Well, I'm going camping with that hunk of spunk that Nelly was just talking about that she gave the third degree to. And we've got a telly, so we're actually watching it on the beach.
Where
on
are
a
we,
telly.
Where are we watching it? The football club?
Me? I'll be in the Virgin Lounge in Melbourne waiting for my flight, so it'll be a toss-up between if they're playing the St Kilda versus Collingwood game or if they're playing the wedding. If they're playing the wedding, I'm on the champagne. If they're playing the footy, I'm on the VBs.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.